Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes. If I give you a reference number for a product, can you tell me what that is?
Yes, I also would need some additional information as well. Right now, you're currently speaking to a third-party agency who handles a wide range of different products and vendors. But in order to specify any possible services, I would have to locate your information first. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
48306.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Betty Ramey, R-A-M-E-Y.
All right. And may I have the confirmation number, please, that you have?
Confirmation meaning the reference number?
Yes, ma'am.
242-009-B90-FVR4G9E.
All right. Thank you for that information. Just a moment. Thank you for patiently holding. And can you provide me your shipping address, please?
Can you tell me what this product is?
Yes, ma'am. So that's what I am. We'll be able to go in depth once you do, verify the security. The address. I'm just verifying this for security purposes to make sure I have the correct account in front of me.
Okay, it's 1321. Copper Circle, Rochester, Michigan.
All right, thank you for that information. So I show that you signed up with a sweepstakes that was partnered with our meal plan, Bites Hub. And within the terms and conditions, of course, it did explain by signing up for the sweepstakes that you would also be signing up for our service, which provides recipe guides on how to cut carbs and boost energy. And so this
No. I never signed up for any of that. And if I mistakenly did that, then I want that charge removed. I did not.
No, ma'am. I wasn't asking as far as with the sweepstakes. What I was going to ask, do you recall completing a sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum and paying $1 to $2?
I remember CVS, some kind of a CVS sweepstakes, but that clearly was not explained that I was signing up for something. I'm an old lady, okay? And I want that charge removed.
All right. So I definitely understand you're wishing to discontinue. We can get you at a discounted rate of $20 a month. Would you be interested?
No, I want it all removed.
All right. So what I'll do, ma'am, is go ahead and send me that cancellation for you. Allow me just a moment, okay? Thank you. Thank you for patiently holding. So your account has been successfully canceled, which goes in effect immediately, preventing any charges from this point. In regards to the charge, I did check into that for you to see what options are available. So I was advised that the charge is going to be considered a valid charge due to the terms and conditions. But what we can offer today is going to be a courtesy refund of 75%, and that will reflect within an estimated time frame of 3 to 5 business days.
Mm-hmm. And that 55% is going to be how much?
It's actually 75%, ma'am, and I'll provide you with the estimate in just a moment. So the refund will be in the amount of $37.41 that you'll be receiving, and that will reflect within the next few business days.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do, this comes on my Visa card, and so my plan is to simply not send this $49.89 in, okay? That's my plan.
Okay, when you mean by sending in the $48,989,
when I pay my Visa bill, I'm going to deduct that $49,89 from it. And I mean, this is a racket. It really is. And I refuse to be part of it.
Understood, ma'am. So make sure you look out for that refund within the next few business days. Everything's canceled, no charges from this point. You have the confirmation in regards to that as well.
Mm-hmm. So if you're deducting 37, what was that number?
49.89 minus 37.41, that's 12.48 left over.
And is that going to show up on my Visa bill again and again?
No, ma'am. Your account's canceled. The only way it will reflect again is if you were being billed again, but you won't receive any other billing because your account has been canceled, which I've advised goes in effect immediately. No charges from this point.
Okay. So I don't need to pay any of that. Is that what you're saying to me?
I don't know how it works for the credit card agency, but what I do know, of course, is that we're sending a refund for $37.41. So your financial institution is, will let you know exactly when that posts. Again, the time frame is 3 to 5 business days.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Bye.